We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Bridget Quinn, and here are today's top local stories. Well, we are getting some new details here on 1010 Winds Newsline about an Upper East Side fire, which caused a ceiling collapse and left a number of firefighters injured. We take you now to the scene. Here's our Sam Liebman.
The FDNY says the fire started in the back of the Dragon One restaurant on 1st Avenue between 95th and 96th Streets. Difficult to fight in the ceiling, says Assistant Chief Michael Gallo.
Their tin, their wood, their plywood, they're very difficult to open up. And when the fire extends into some voids, like it did here, fortunately just to the second floor, it's very labor intensive. We have to cut with saws.
Four firefighters with non-life-threatening injuries when a ceiling collapsed. The smoke, meanwhile, extending into the adjacent buildings where Sean Wheat lives.
It was a good 90 minutes of billowing out. I just heard all the commotion, and then there wasn't any smoke in my apartment, but in the hallway there was quite a bit.
More than 160 personnel called to the scene, blocking off several streets. The cause under investigation. Samantha Liebman, 1010 Winds on the Upper East Side.
And to Brooklyn now, where Bishop Robert Brennan is set to be installed today as the 8th bishop of that borough. Timothy Cardinal Dolan will celebrate the Mass at St. Joseph in Prospect Heights. Bishop Brennan is actually a Bronx native. He was raised on Long Island. He will succeed Bishop Nicholas DiMarzio. There are new concerns about the Omicron variant this morning, as you've been hearing. Meantime, New York City is offering second COVID vaccine doses at public schools beginning today. Now let's go live to PS 40, and here's 1010 Winds reporter Roger Stern. Roger.
Bridget, Meredith and her two sons lined up outside a minibus van site right behind PS 40. Meredith thinking it's important to get this done.
Well, I think it's the best chance we have at our kids getting to go back to normal, and we're approaching 21 months of this now, and I don't see any reason why not to do it.
And her 9-year-old son, Sam, agrees.
So it could, like, help kids get protected and not get COVID so we don't have to quarantine.
This was all arranged before the Omicron variant and parents had signed up before it, so that itself was not a motivating factor. The city had done this a couple of weeks ago for the first dose. They are now doing it for the second dose. There is an online schedule, which we will post on our website, which will tell you what schools are doing this on what days. Roger Stern, 1010 Winds, live in the Gramercy section of Manhattan.
Okay, thanks, Roger. Some good information there. Just check out 1010winds.com. Well, scientists are indeed racing to find out more about the Omicron variant. Dr. Francis Collins, director of the NIH, tells GMA that scientists need about 2 weeks of testing before they have some answers.
We do know that in every other instance, vaccines are your best protection, and boosters, if you already got vaccinated, are a really good idea.
And the city, as you might know, is now recommending that vaccinated or not, you should mask up indoors. Though last night, Mayor de Blasio said for now he is not making that a mandate. To Brooklyn now, where police are searching for three people they say are behind a spate of attacks against Jewish children. In one case, three women are accused of slapping a 3-year-old boy across the face. In another incident, they allegedly pulled a teenage girl to the ground and slapped a 9-year-old boy. The victims were wearing traditional Jewish garb at the time of the attacks. Police say if you know anything, call Crime Stoppers. A 24-year-old motorcyclist has been killed in a head-on crash with an SUV in the Bronx. Ismael Martinez was riding his motorcycle east on East 167th Street when he collided with a Honda CRV headed in the opposite direction. This happened at about noon yesterday. Martinez wound up being thrown from his motorcycle. He was rushed over to St. Barnabas Hospital but could not be saved. The 34-year-old woman driving the SUV stayed at the scene and was not facing charges. A city vaccine deadline is just hours away. 5 p.m. today, that is the deadline for city correction officers to show proof of vaccination or face unpaid leave. As of the 22nd of this month, the rate was 72%. The vaccine mandate already in effect for other city agencies, but Mayor de Blasio gave the DOC more time because they've been dealing with a staffing crisis. To Queens now, a grisly discovery by the NYPD. Officers responding to a 911 call found a man dead in his home with head injuries. This happened in Hollis near 196th Street. The 71-year-old Roland Eicher was face down, visible trauma to his head. No arrests has been made. Police say if you know anything about it, Crime Stoppers would like to hear from you. Actor Bradley Cooper is revealing for the first time that he was once held at knife point in a Manhattan subway. Cooper telling Dax Shepard on the Armchair Expert podcast that he was on his way to pick up his little daughter at school when a stranger approached.
I look down and I see a knife, like a knife probably that big a knife.
I'm going to say that's 4.5 inches.
No, maybe I'm exaggerating. Maybe like 2.5, 2.5,
okay.
3 inches.
Like a pocket yeah. knife.
Yes, with a wooden handle. I remember thinking, oh, it's a nice knife.
Yeah, like this is, it's got some history.
Well, Cooper says his instincts then kicked in.
I look up, I see the person's eyes, and I'm like taken by how young they are. And then, I'm sure you were taught this, you don't ever run from knife, that you just try to kind of like stay there. And I go like that,
lifted your elbow
up, and just start booking.
Well, he managed to book to get away. He took some cell phone pictures, too, before flagging down police. And Cooper was not hurt. One lesson learned for him during the traumatic experience, no more wearing headphones on the subway.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.